USA Radio News.
One of Andrew Cuomo's accusers going public with her story. Charlotte Bennett says New York's governor made inappropriate comments to her while she was his employee. She also tells CBS News Cuomo had a female aide take a sexual harassment training course he was supposed to take.
I was there. I heard Stephanie say, "I can't believe I'm doing this for you." And making a joke about the fact that she was completing the training for him, and then I heard her at the end ask him to sign the certificate.
Cuomo's office says the governor completed the training himself. A tragic week for Chicago police. A 38-year-old officer found dead last night after an apparent suicide. The 15-year veteran, the second Chicago police officer to commit suicide this week. A charge that was thrown out could be reinstated against a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. The Minnesota Court of Appeals Friday rules the lower court was wrong to toss a third-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin. That lower court judge will review the appeals court ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Democrats struggling to get their own members to support the COVID relief bill. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on Friday holds up the almost $2 trillion bill over concerns about unemployment benefits. Manchin eventually agrees to a compromise, though, and Democrats hope the bill can pass this weekend. Republicans, though, still united in opposition. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News this week explaining why.
This bill's dreadful. The only way I know how to improve it is with a shredder. It's not even a coronavirus bill. Calling this a coronavirus bill is like calling Harvey Weinstein a feminist.
The compromise Manchin agrees to calls for $300 a week in jobless aid through September 6th. Manchin also one of eight Democrats who helped defeat including a $15 an hour minimum wage in the relief bill. Progress being made in eradicating the coronavirus. An advisor to President Biden's COVID response team Friday says the majority of seniors are now at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Trump blaming President Biden Friday for creating a spiraling tsunami at our southern border. Trump says our border is now totally out of control thanks to the disastrous leadership of Joe Biden. Trump adds that illegal immigration is getting worse by the minute. Homeowners along the U.S.-Mexico border speaking out regarding all the illegal immigrants trespassing on their properties. Tim Berg has more.
Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar, whose congressional district lies near the U.S.-Mexico border, warned that more than 10,000 illegal immigrants have been apprehended in a single border sector in Texas in about 1 week. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, another Democrat, did not mince words how he described the current White House's immigration policy and said the proposed bill is catastrophic. Emily Lord King lives on the U.S.-Mexico border. She says she has illegal immigrants constantly running through her yard.
In the last 45 days, we've seen more illegal traffic, car wrecks right through our fences. We had two Border Patrol agents on our property trying to apprehend 10 illegal immigrants, and those numbers just don't add up.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
A Chinese cyber espionage unit accused of hacking at least 30,000 U.S. organizations, including governments, in recent days. KrebsOnSecurity.com reports the hackers are exploiting four flaws recently discovered in Microsoft Exchange Server's email software. Microsoft has since released security updates. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.